Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging out. You know, I'd like to throw us, we've been giving shout-outs out there. We have a teenager that's running this board, and I'm telling y'all, she is a crackerjack. Of all the people we worked with, she's the best of all. I hope that's not a slight to Jay, because she's at least equal to or greater than Pop. No, she is, we love working with her. She is really good, and she does it, she makes it look easy. But thank you so much, Miss Lizzie, that's for sure. We'd like to throw that out there. Also, Mark, who left, Brother Mark, well, one of our League of the South brothers, he's the XO for the League of the South. He told me to say this, that, and I will, that since we have been branded as the Nexus of Hate on Liberty News Radio and Blood River Radio, that since we have been branded as the next, not just the hate group and not just hate mongers, but the Nexus of Hate, he said he would be very proud to be a part of that, and he would be proud to be the Nexus of Hate if it's the reason for that is because we abhor the devil, we despise the sin that's going on in this country. We stand against anytime you say anti-Semitic, what you really mean is you're anti-Satan, you're anti-devil. St. John 8:44 KJV. Anyway, we got Miss Mindy back from the Southern Independence Organization, and we have my brother, the bitter ender himself, Mr. Gene Andrews. He's back, and he's going to ramrod this hour right here, and along with Miss Mindy, and they're like two peas in a pod. They both stand for Southern Independence, and we're going to finish up. We're going to kind of pick up where we left off from the first hour with Southern Independence and with Gene, et cetera, et cetera. You'll know what I mean. They can say it a lot better than I can. Go ahead. A bitter ender, how you been doing, brother?
Oh, doing great. Doing great. Yes. Southern Independence is always a good subject any time of the year. That's something we're looking forward to and hope we get one of these days. You never know. But one thing I did want to do before we got started, I wanted to thank some of our listeners that had contacted me last week about the tornado in Nashville. Our home was missed. We were in the southern part of the county, and the tornado came through the northern part of the county. And then I did have to bail out on you early. I got a call from my son, Scott, but he was just returning a call to me, and he said that the thing actually hit a little less than a mile from his house, north of his house. So they didn't have any damage there. Had some leaves and limbs and stuff like that down. But he, on his phone, he took a video of it when the thing came through, and the wind and the rain and the lightning. And then he even got on this video of the transformers popping, where limbs were going down and how they, those things explode. So he got all that out of his back porch window. So lucky, we were very lucky. We were missed. And that's one more advantage for living in the South. You know, we were in the southern part of the county, so good thing we were living in the South. So anyway.
Amen.
But thanks to those people that had contacted us and asked if we were all right and everything was going okay. But I don't know. There's something about these people that come to Nashville want to get a recording contract and bring a tornado with them. I don't know what the deal is there.
That's right.
But, so one thing we were doing today, this afternoon, in fact, I just got back and got everything unloaded. Usually around the 16th of December, we have a Battle of Nashville commemoration, because December 16th, 1864, was the second day in the Battle of Nashville. And so not far from where we live is Peach Orchard Hill, which is a terrain feature during the battle. So we usually have two or three reenactors that go over there, and they have one of those big silver historical marker signs there. We have one there. We have two or three of us there at Peach Orchard Hill. And then right around the corner on Franklin Road, there's another historical sign for the Battle of Nashville, and we usually have three or four people there. And we have a sign that says, you know, Confederate Lines, Battle of Nashville, December 16th, 1864. And of course we have flags out there, and it's really an interesting way to spend the afternoon, couple of hours. And we always do a count of what we get, And our location, we had 23 positive, you know, people waving, honking, giving us thumbs up. Only had three detractors that were giving, showing us their IQ on their middle finger. So it's just one. But and then the fellows that were over on Franklin Road, they said they had a whole lot more people giving them thumbs up and thanking them. People slowed down, thanking them and everything like that. And we had a lady that stopped where we were, got out and came over and said how proud she was that somebody was, you know, doing something for history, not tearing it down. So it's always an interesting afternoon to see what kind of reaction you get. And like I said, we try to do, usually we do it on the Sunday before the 16th, but since the 16th fell on Saturday this year, we decided we'd go ahead and do it on the actual date. And then next year is the 160th anniversary of Franklin, Battle of Franklin, and of Nashville, and they're talking about getting a lot of reenactors together to do our Winstead Hill March that we always do the Sunday after Thanksgiving, but to commemorate the rout of the Confederate Army of Tennessee when they left the foot of Winstead Hill and came up the Columbia Pike to attack the Federal earthworks there south of Franklin. They're talking about maybe doing that on the actual date on the 30th of November next year, since it would be the 160th anniversary. So I don't know. That's all in the planning stage. So we'll see what happens. So
that'd probably be a big showing for the 160th.
I would think so. You know, mm-hmm. when they get those even numbered years or something like that. So hope we have a good turnout. And Franklin had been, city of Franklin's been very supportive of us. They always give us two police cars when we leave Winstead Hill, one out in front and one at the rear of the column. And I used to march, but the legs don't make it that well anymore. So I drive in the rear of the column. And we've had a couple of times that people have had to stop walking, and I give them a ride on up to the end. And then we've got a vehicle at the end, so I can pick up people and take them back out the 2 miles back south out to Winstead Hill, and they can get their car. So that's always interesting event to have. And we've done that for quite a few years, probably about 20-something years that we've been doing that. So, Mindy, how are things going in your world with Southern Independent Association?
Well, we're busy as ever. We're I checked while I was I was on break for an hour there, and there are no updates on the Arlington Peace Monument, Reconciliation Monument. We're just all in a holding mode right now, waiting to see if the appeals court will issue an injunction Monday morning, or if the DOD is going to start removing the monument.
Well, I sure hope they will do something to slow it down. At least they had I saw a thing in one of the online news stories that a lot of the Republicans had spoken out against, you know, taking it down and trying to preserve it. And so I hope something can be done. I mean, it's so ridiculous. That was put up there at, you know, and the presidents at that time were keynote speakers. Woodrow Wilson and Howard Taft had given his approval to it. And so now they want to just turn around and destroy that. And I look at it this way. It's a reconciliation monument because the South, they were showing that the South and the North had come back together. Well, if they don't want reconciliation, fine. We don't want it. We didn't want it in 1861. We don't want it in 2023. So just let us go. And, you know, put up monuments to George Floyd all over the North or whatever you want to do, and just let us out, let us off the sinking ship.
I agree. Do you want to know what our members are saying? They're saying, anecdotally, but I'm hearing a lot of the same thing, which is, I guess, there is no reconciliation. That's the top one. Then I'm also hearing we're not sending our children, our kids, to fight for America anymore when they hate us so much.
Amen.
And I can't say,
why should we?
I can't say they're wrong. No, we shouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't. And actually, either way this goes, there has been, I have not seen anything in our organization yet that has galvanized us the way this has. This is like a line in the sand. And they're like, no more.
Yeah.
Exactly. They want to provoke us too, and we realize that. We know that they want us to do something ridiculous so that they can further demonize us. because like we talked about last week, we're the enemy because we stand in the way of their total takeover. So they consider us the enemy of America, and so I've heard, I can't even count the number of times that members have said, you know, there's no reason for our kids to fight for America anymore, to fight for the United States, I should say.
That's what I was going to say. That it's the United States, is not America. It's the United States.
No, you're right. I misspoke.
The evil. Yeah, well, we're not going to fine you for that. Don't worry about it. Eddie might. I won't. No, you know, it's the axis of evil empire. And the enemy, as I see it, our enemy is in Washington, D.C. It's not in Moscow or Beijing or in Iran or anywhere like that. I don't think Russia's ever taken down a Confederate monument that I can remember. Maybe they have, but I don't. I'll ask Rich, our fact checker, to check and see if Putin has taken down any Confederate monuments. I don't think he has. So,
you're right.
A lot closer to home than way off in some other country on another continent somewhere. And are these people that arrogant that they think that there won't be any retaliation against them? And I'm not talking about an armed revolt or assassination attempts or things like that, but just I've read these news stories, even from these liberal sources, and they're whining about recruiting us down for the military.
With that bitter ender, with that, we've got to go to our first break of the third hour. I'll be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for honing on. Once again, I would like to thank the people that donated this past week. Gene, the Bitter Ender Andrews, being one of them. He sent a very, very nice card in his check. I kind of hate to cash the checks as the Bitter Ender says, because they're works of art.
Yeah, because it couldn't found something break your nose. Be careful of that check.
That sucker bounced up. But it's a work of art. Yes, but it was the Bitter Ender, Harold of Jonesboro, the Sasquatch, and Mrs. Sasquatch in Florida, and Frank White. Thank you guys so much for keeping us on there. I'm very, very, very proud of having friends like that. But I think Miss Mindy was going to mention about these satanic statues being placed in the. Well, Miss Mindy, you tell a little bit about what we talked about, if you don't mind, about these statues.
Well, they're, you know, then they tear down our Confederate monuments with impunity, not even a second thought, and yet it's okay to erect demonic statues, and the people that go and attack those monuments, those people go to jail. I mean, if that's not twisted, I don't know what is. And there's actually laws against defacing Confederate monuments, particularly in cemeteries. It's a law since 1958, but they don't care about the law. That's what we're dealing with.
You have to have somebody that enforces the law. The same thing that they've said about the Constitution. We have a Constitution that guarantees rights and the Bill of Rights, et cetera, et cetera. But if you have a government that won't enforce it, or the laws that are in the Constitution they don't want to enforce, then it's just a sheet of paper. And,
you know,
it could be, the comics from the Sunday newspaper or anything else. It's just ink on paper, unless you have a government that's willing to back it up. And we obviously don't. They just pick and choose, and they make sure that their enemies are prosecuted. But, you know, they're people that are stooges for the government, the news media and a lot of the businesses and things like that, these NGOs, that they can say, oh, no, the government didn't do it, but they help them and they censor any criticism of these organizations. Well, they're working for the government. It's their group of stormtroopers that go out and do all the dirty work for them, like Antifa and BLM and things like that.
They sure do.
It is a dual system of the justice that we have in this country, which has pretty much come down to a joke. It's the government enforcing what they want to enforce. And I'm very pessimistic about the Arlington Monument.
I am too.
I'm afraid it was a done deal from the get-go, and they just acted like they're going to let people contact your representative or file this kind of lawsuit or that kind of lawsuit or whatever, waste our money, waste our time, and they're going to tear it down anyway. I don't care if the calls to our congressional representatives were 100% in favor of saving it. The Department of Defense has gotten so rotten and so politically correct, they're going to go ahead and do that because they don't want the normal straight people in the military. And that's very
obvious. You're aware of the cease and desist letter that Andrew Clyde and 43 representatives sent on Tuesday, right, to the DOD?
Yes.
Okay,
I
and they sent another letter.
I'm
in the 6th District of Tennessee, and John Rose is the representative for my district, and he signed off on it, too. And it was basically saying that they were interfering with separation of powers. And they sent another letter yesterday. And honestly, even if the judge issues an injunction on Monday morning, I think the DOD will run right through that injunction, just like they'll run right through whatever Congress says. I don't think Congress has any power over these people now. But I did hear from Representative Clyde that the entire GOP wants it stopped. The entire GOP in the House of Representatives wants to stop it, and they're trying there are a lot of bad people in Congress, don't get me wrong, but I think there's a lot of good people that go up there too. I just don't think they have any power. I think that it's been absurd from them too. It's pretty much a communist system that we're living under right now. And they don't care that they lie to us, and they know that we know that they're lying, and they just don't care. They're like, they're going to do what they want to do.
I mean, what are we going to do about it? We're going to refuse to pay taxes? No, they'll come get you and take your house and everything you've got.
That's why we have to take back our states.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And let the states decide what direction they're going to go.
And the states to stand up to the federal government, and they will come after us. I have no doubt. But we have to be stronger than Governor Abbott in Texas. I mean, all he'd have to do is say, we're not letting them come across our border anymore. And he would have more people in Texas defending that border than he could shake a stick at. We would be a human line across the border of Texas to keep it,
yes,
to keep them from invading. But even he doesn't have the guts to do it. And I just had somebody ask me today, well, what about the supremacy clause of the Constitution? And it's like, that's a lie. It, for two reasons, it doesn't say what they say it does. And it's for the things that they are the powers that they have been given, they have supremacy. For certain issues like military defense, yeah, they have, it's what the federal government says, but not for all these other issues. They don't have, no, they're not the be all end all. It's the states and the people. And the 9th, 10th, and 11th Amendment, yeah, they're still part of the Constitution. I think we just had Amendment Day yesterday, I think it was. And that pretty much spells out that anything that's not spelled out in the Constitution belongs to the states and to the people. And the federal government has totally observed that. And it's been happening for a long time. This isn't just in the last few years, but they're finalizing it now, and they've signed on to the Great Reset and are following suit. It's only going to get worse. It's not going to get any better coming from Washington. That's why we have to fight it. And I'm not talking about with weapons. I'm talking about with our voices and our states.
Well, and we had talked about this before, and you discussed this about the states and using nullification to cut mm-hmm. back the power of the federal government and have it. And that was the whole point that so many people don't understand. People now, well, in my generation and forward, and certainly the latter generations that we've had, they believe the states are just subdivisions of the federal government. They never understood that the states held the power, and they gave up the power to create a national government to defend us, to have a common currency, and a few other things, but that was it. That was it.
Yes.
And now the framers of the Constitution, even the Federalists, never thought that we'd have a federal government that tells you what kind of paint you can have on your wall in a food processing plant, you know, what type of cars you have to drive and get rid of your gas cars and get electric cars and all the nonsense that they're pushing down our throats. That was never intended. But just like you said, little by little, 1913 with the income tax and the monster from Jekyll Island and Federal Reserve and all the things that happened in 1913, that was probably the death knell of this country right then. They didn't realize it at the time. But
it started way earlier than that. It's just encroachment till now. They don't follow the law. They don't follow the Constitution. They don't care what we say, what we think. They're going to do what they're going to do. And we're not going to accept that. And anybody I know isn't going to accept that. And Tennessee isn't going to accept that. And we're pushing hard for them to take back their rights. But we're not alone. The Tennessee right now is the low hanging fruit because they're ready. They're ready to vote on that and to say no more.
Yes.
So.
And I hope our people will stand up for it. I think that was one great thing they did when they redistricted the state and split Davidson County up, which is Nashville, into different congressional districts. And
yeah,
they made these huge
pie shapes.
Yeah, these huge pie shapes that come out of downtown Nashville and spread out to the counties around Nashville. And this way you got a lot more normal people voting in the elections.
You're right.
And Mr. Gene, looks like we've got to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back. People, hang on. And this is a wonderful conversation. I'm going to make a comment when we come back, and we'll go right back to Mr. Gene. Be right back, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters.
We misidentified hostages for enemy combatants and sadly shot them. That is what went wrong, and that is a mistake that happened in the heat of battle.
Protests in Tel Aviv after the military acknowledges soldiers killed three Israeli hostages in Gaza by accident. The news sparking outrage among the families of the more than 100 hostages still being held by Hamas terrorists. Here's IDF spokesman Jonathan Conricus.
We are going to continue with the mission here, and for us there is no such luxury as to stop and think and pause and ponder after each event on the ground.
And he says, as for the move forward,
we have also issued guidance to all of the troops on the ground in order to understand, again, the complexity, more awareness, and how to prevent this from happening again.
To the war in Ukraine now, as the country approaches 2 years of the Russian invasion, supplies getting low and the shortages apparently impacting the morale of some of the troops. President Zelensky was here visiting Washington, D.C. looking for money, but Congress has not yet approved more funding. USA News for Your Health now, a report the FDA suspects some applesauce pouches tainted with lead that made some kids sick across the U.S., the apparent result of a manufacturer cutting corners. Three brands of cinnamon applesauce reportedly had lead poisoning. At least 125 children ages 1 to 6 became ill. The Wanabana, Schnucks, and Wise products were recalled nearly 2 months ago, but the FDA is now also investigating two companies based in Ecuador, Austro Foods that produced the fruit pouches, and Negasmart that supplied the cinnamon. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
To the Blood River Radio family, we're getting ready to get deeper into the meat of the subject right here. We have Miss Mindy on here from. I want her to tell her our audience again, our beloved listeners, the organization she's with, and what her opinion on what we can do to support her and her great organization. Really, and I should say, supporting yourselves. If you support Miss Mindy and the organization she's with, you're supporting yourself as Southerners, as the free Americans, that you want to be free. So give us out some information. Tell us a little bit more about your organization, Miss Mindy, for people that is coming on, and how can they better help? What can they do to help out?
Yes, it's the Southern Independence Association. And our website address is just that, southernindependenceassociation.org. Our phone number is area code 615-957-0466. And they can also email us right from the website as well. And this organization is grassroots. It's not mine, really. It belongs to all the members. And we're taking our states back. We're taking back our state sovereignty. Based on the Constitution, working with local and state governments. And we want them to reassert their 9th, 10th, and 11th Amendments and tell the federal government and get lost on things that they don't have the authority, the constitutional authority, to be involved with. And we're doing that. And Tennessee is a good example of that. And we're trying to help other states do the same thing. It's all southern states, but we also have people in, we also have members in various other states, Indiana, Michigan. There's a movement in those types of states as well. And so we'd love to have the people, you know, come and join up with us so that we can turn this around.
Well, you know, Miss Mindy, you said something. Miss Mindy said something that's really frightening to me. I knew it, but to hear somebody like Miss Mindy Jean say it, the representatives, they make rulings and they try to enforce law. They pass resolutions. For instance, Miss Mindy said that the representative denied money to the DOJ to get rid of the statues, but yet they're going to do it anyway.
So the Department of Defense.
Department of Defense, DOD. But they're going to do it anyway. And she said, in so much as that our House of Representatives and our senators even were impudent. They're totally powerless. So that tells me we've been totally 100% captured by a communist government, a communist ruling. And I feel like this is a fool's errand what I'm getting ready to do right now. But I'm just going to read this two short things out of our Constitution. The Ninth Amendment that Ms. Mindy has referenced says, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, and I would say that's rights that have been given to not just people but the government. The enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. The Tenth Amendment says, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to their states, reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. But I feel like an idiot for reading that because it's not even. I mean, it's just like President, George Bush said, it's not the Constitution, nothing but a GD piece of paper. But I'd just like to, Miss Mindy, before we go back to Gene, I hope I didn't cut you off, bitter ender.
No,
Miss
no,
Mindy.
No, no,
oh,
tell
the people.
Speak for him.
Yeah,
we're both bitter. We both bitter.
That's right. Me too. But tell the people, I mean, what you told me, I mean, it's really disheartening, upsetting that what you said, what you told us, what y'all be, your organization has been working with the representatives, and they've inasmuch said that they have no power. Did I hear that right?
Well, they haven't said that. They haven't said that, but it's obvious. I mean, if you look, but because they passed the Clyde Amendment to, in other words, to strip the funding from the defense budget to remove the Reconciliation Monument at Arlington. They further, and the GOP and the House of Representatives is against the removal of the monument, all of them. Senators, I don't know. They don't seem to care. Our senators for Tennessee don't seem to care. They're like, it's a done deal. But it's not. And the reason is because Congress or the House of Representatives has the power of the purse. They control the
yes.
money. And they said, no, we're not paying for this. We voted it out. And the DOD is going ahead with it anyway. And they sent a letter, I call it a cease and desist letter, but it was kind of a demand letter, and stating that they are interfering with the separations of powers, and that they needed to stop until it was voted on. Well, it was voted on. And then they sent another letter Friday. Now, Defend Arlington has a crackerjack team of lawyers. They have lawyers that can appear in the Supreme Court, and they're working all weekend to get an injunction on Monday from the Federal Appeals Court. My concern is that they will get that appeal. They will get that injunction. They've already, you know, got the vote in Congress, and the DOD will do it anyway. They'll start removing the monument on Monday. And that'll tell you a lot. If that actually happens, that'll tell you just about everything you need to know about what's going on in this country now.
Yeah. My question to Gene Bitterender is this. I think what Miss Mindy said, I think her worst fears are going to come true. And if it does, Bitterender, what's the is there a solution? What's next? I mean, if we can't do this, Bitterender, through the courts, through the legal system, through our representatives, like we're supposed to be able to do, I mean, I'm answering you a rhetorical question. Even maybe would they obey federal, would they resist federal marshals? But what's the solution to all this, Bitterender?
Well, you answered your own question when you said federal marshals. They work for the federal government, and they're not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize their pension or their check they're getting from the feds. So they're just, you know, part of the federal goon squad that goes out and harasses political opponents and throws them in jail and drags them through courts and uses lawfare to bankrupt people that have legitimate complaints about the federal government. And back before the break, Mindy made a great point. She said they're going to do everything they can to provoke us to have another Waco or to have, you know, something that will give them an excuse to go out and go in and just wipe out a bunch of people or throw them in the gulag. Look what happened on January 6th. They're checking on people that flew into D.C., into Nashville, Dulles, Baltimore, anywhere up there, either days before or days after the January 6th protests. And that's what they're going to try to do is get this hit list of anybody that's spoken out against the federal dictatorship and the communist regime in Washington. So I think she has an excellent point there. They will probably ignore whatever kind of resolution comes from Congress or injunction or whatever comes out of the court system just to try and provoke an incident that they can say, you know, this is, you know, what we expected from these people out here. They're just seething with a rebellious spirit, or they're going to have another insurrection, and a real one, not just a protest like they had on January 6th. So I think they are trying to provoke something. Well, look what they did in Charlottesville, Eddie.
Yes.
You know, we went up there with the best intention of just supporting the Lee Monument, and the government, the local government, the state government, and the federal government did absolutely nothing. We had a permit, and Antifa and BLM didn't, and they were the ones that were throwing the glass bottles full of screws and nails and bags of urine and feces and spraying people with pepper spray. And how many of those people were drug into court in Charlottesville or somewhere in Virginia? Zero. Mm-hmm. Not a one of them. The only people that went on trial were the people that organized the rally there for General Lee. So go ahead. I'm sorry, Mandy. Go ahead.
I was just going to say what I had said during the first hour is that's why we as Southern Independence Association is not sponsoring a protest on Monday outside of the grounds of Arlington, because we felt that that was putting our members at too big of a risk, because they're at risk of having their liberty taken away and at risk of having legal bills that no normal person can pay. So we do have members that are going up, and we've given them all the information that we could find to keep them safe. But we could not in good conscience take a large group of our people up there into what I call enemy territory, because we don't have, I had no way of protecting them against the federal government that will do anything to demonize them.
Miss Mindy, we got to go to our last break this third hour, and we'll come right back to you as soon as we come back, and I may have a question or two for you or the Bitterender. Be right back, folks.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear precious Blood River Radio family, in some ways, like we were talking about during the break, it's very depressing and discouraging and disheartening to know just how far along this former Republic of the United States has descended into a total Bolshevik, Judeo, communist, satanic tyranny. We had talked about that during the break, and I had asked Gene, the Bitter Ender, and Miss Mindy, how long will it be, how much longer will it be, since while representatives have been proven to be totally impudent, they're pretty much a facade, window dressing, at least the good ones anyway. The bad ones have all the power because they were on board with their father, Satan, who runs this world. I asked them, the Bitter Ender and Miss Mindy, how long will it be before we see the full force of the tyranny came in, and we'll let Miss Mindy give you her the answer that I received. Go ahead, Miss Mindy. How long will it be before we see the iron fist of a complete communist totalitarian dictatorship come down with full force in this country?
I think it'll be in 11 months. I think the election of 2024, the national election of 2024, will be the final crackdown. But it will get worse between now and then. It'll be you'll see a lot more of a thumbs on the American people between now and then. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am because all the signs are there. And it's not just American. It's not just the United States, and that's what people need to realize. You need to look at Canada, like we talked before about certain places in Europe, Germany for one, and what's happening in Ireland. This is the new world order, the Great Reset, and they all want it, and they're pushing for it, and that's what they're planning on bringing here. And don't take my word for it. Take a look at what's happening. What's happening in this country, and it's pretty much by the book. They're doing it by the book.
Yeah. We have a co-host.
You're absolutely right. You know, and I think you're right too. I think this election this fall coming up is going to be extremely critical. When you look at the polls, and so many people in this country are against the election stealing, senile, drooling idiot in the White House and what he's done to the economy that's affected people, jobs, their standard of living, everything. I mean, you'd have to be blind not to see what's going on. But then when you have a government organization that brings in millions of fake ballots and steals elections and in the states, in the cities, and well, they've got it set up in the cities, and that's all they need.
Yeah.
The cities can always outvote the countryside, so you don't have to steal 96 counties in Tennessee. All you have to do is steal the election out of two major cities, and you've got the rest.
They don't need the majority of the states. All they need is probably, I think, about five strategic urban centers to steal the election. And and to change the ballots. And they've already got that figured out. They've had it figured out for years.
They've got that. They've done the math. They have, for sure.
Yeah. But there are a lot of people in this country that still think, that still believe in our elections and still think that we can vote them out. And it's not going to happen. And it's going to be obvious next November that what's happened. I really believe that. I think it'll be obvious to everybody. But by then, it'll be too late.
Yeah. Yeah, they will definitely have the military clamp down on us. Well, not necessarily the military, the Department of Injustice and
they will use the military if they need to.
Yeah, the upper LA echelon of the military. And that's what we were talking about before, about how many Hispanics they're bringing into the military. And they get instant citizenship, and they get three hots and a cot. And they don't care. They'll go out and shoot down the gringos. Doesn't matter to them.
They'd love
they
to
have
do it.
No knowledge of the Constitution. I mean, to them, the Constitution, constipation, anything that starts with a C, it's all the same. Doesn't bother them a bit to violate it. So I think that's what we could be looking at. And it sounds kind of dramatic to say that, but I think we have to be aware of where this country's going and what could happen to it. And if we get to a point that the country is pretty much gone and it is a dictatorship, and people are going, well, why didn't somebody say something? Why didn't they do something? Well, we're trying to warn you. And you were too busy with your three B's, the beer, the bass boat, and the ball game. So there's other things that are going on out there that you need to pay attention to. So, like you said, will the country wake up in time? That's the big question.
Well, probably not. I mean, if you go back to the news reporters the day before Russia invaded Ukraine, they were talking to the people in the streets of Kyiv, and even their government, and they're like, no, Russia won't invade. Russia won't invade. I think it's natural for people to be in denial, even up to the point that the tanks are coming down their street. It's not a matter of will there be enough time or will people wake up in time. It's a matter of getting moving now, taking back our states now. Like we talked about last week, we're having an assembly of the southern states in Kansas next August to kind of put down a preliminary work of what we do if we need to be. If we need to take action as a region, it's not by accident that it's in August. And get busy and take back your states. And we've actually talked about within the organization and with some of our affiliate groups that sometimes it's hard to get people to show up and do what we need them to do now. But we understand that when everybody sees what's happening, we're going to have an influx of people, and we're trying to prepare for that now. We're trying to get ready for how to get people in positions of where they can get help, where they can be help, if and when that happens, because we fully expect there to be a massive influx when it's apparent to everybody what's going on.
You know, it is getting to a point of desperation. And I believe you're right about that, and I think the government's trying to provoke it. I remember the Hungarian revolt against the Russians back in 1956.
Yes.
And seeing that flickering on our little bitty tiny black and white TV screen. And I was 10 years old, so I knew everything about everything at 10 years old. And I was laughing at the Hungarians for breaking up the pavement and throwing rocks at these Russian tanks. And, of course, the rocks and bricks are just bouncing off the tanks. And I told my dad, I said, do they think a brick is really going to stop a tank? And I always remember what he said. He said, sometimes you get so desperate that throwing bricks at a tank is about all you can do. And so I'm wondering if we're ever going to get to that point in this country where the people are going to rise up and tear up the pavement and start throwing bricks.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think we have to do that. And we're not in any position to, at this point, is where we have to do anything like that. What we have to do is prepare, because what they're going to use will be deprivation of our comforts. So we need to be prepared that's food, water, medicine, everything that you would need for a prolonged period of time if you didn't have services.
Right.
And if it ever got to the time, to the point where we'd have to take up arms, which I'm not, I'm not promoting that in any way, shape or form. We have other plans. People don't have to worry about that part right now. We have to worry about taking our states back, getting other like-minded people together, and getting our states back from county all the way up to the state government, and knowing what we stand for and knowing what we stand against, and drawing our line in the sand, and you will go no further. This is it. And hunker down, because it's not going to be, there's no magic bullet. Trump isn't going to get back in office. And even if he was, he's not going to be able to do anything about it. We have to do it. There's nobody else.
Miss Mindy, just to play devil's advocate here a second. You said what we have to do is, not retaliate to any kind of, say, militia, any type of martial force, armed force. But you yourself said just a few minutes ago that our representatives, even the ones, you know, a lot of them are on our side, had voted right, but they're totally impudent. And I've said that they're a facade and just window dressing. So that being the case now, in real time, what if we do get the states on board with the Southern Independence Organization and say, yes, we're going to, if we have to, secede from the Union, if we pass a resolution into the federal government, we're going back to the Constitution, we're going to kick in Article 9, Article 10, Article 11, and the feds, the Sodom on the Potomac, continues to thump their nose and say, to hell you, we're going to do what we want to do anyway. What will prevent the federal government from thumping their nose at the Southern Independence Organization? The states have come together to try in a legal manner, in a constitutional manner. That hasn't worked so far. So,
well, then we take it back. We stop sending them federal funds. We take back our states and we do our own thing. Then they come after us, right? They would have to attack us again like Lincoln did. And the only thing I will say is what we have to do is what our ancestors were not able to do. And we've learned from their mistakes. And that won't happen again. And that's
back
all I'm
going to
say.
Go ahead. Now that's good enough for me. Go back to you, Gene.
I think it is. They're not going to sit back and let the states just withhold their funding, withhold their consent. They don't care if they got the consent of the states right now or not. You know, it doesn't matter.
No.
They prove that on the border, that the Arizona, Texas, California, New Mexico states down there along the border are screaming about getting help, that they can't handle it, and they just ignore it. And they haven't, nothing has been done or even said until all these immigrants started showing up in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and places like that, these sanctuary cities. And Martha's Vineyard, boy, they got them out of there in a hurry. Good night.
Yeah, they sure did.
They sure did.
I don't expect the government to accept it. But I mean, that's the way that it will play out, is what I'm saying. And then it's up to, you know, when we take it back, it's up to the federal government what they want to do. But I'm saying that there is a way to deal with that, and we will.
I think what you're proposing is giving some backbone to the states to say, okay,
yes,
we can take care of ourselves, and we're going to, and this is how we're going to do it.
Folks,
exactly.
We're going completely out of time with that. I'll just say that the Second Amendment, I mean, the states, the militia of the several states of these United States, probably is a solution, according to Dr. Edwin Vera. I think he's Doctor of Jurisprudence, Harvard University. Well, thank you so much, Miss Mindy, and thank you, Bitter Enter, so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for coming
Ed.
Out. Thank you, Miss Nancy and Mark and Miss Lizzie. Thank you, Blood Roof Radio family. God bless every one of y'all. You've done a marvelous job. You've made this program the best in the country, as far as I'm concerned. Good night, everybody.